Okay, Vanderpodcalypse now. We are here with a special episode because Rachel Goes Rogue had Joe on. Joe that we've been talking about extensively on the podcast. And I listened to it. I ingested it. I took some notes. Pretty much kind of processed the information so you don't have to. Unless you want to, then by all means. But it is a problematic piece of media, I would say. For many reasons. I mean, firstly, like the trauma that I touch upon in our actual recap podcasts is ever present here. It's really tough to hear Joe say one thing one minute and then another thing the next. It's not cool, I would say. And the fact that she and Rachel are like patting each other on the back for being like real and positive and saying their piece, it's like, okay. They start with talking about the hats, the culture around Joe's hats, how all hairdressers like pop on a hat and go. And I was like, I don't think that's true. Stylist, hairdressers on the off hours, do you guys like pop on a hat or do you just like not pop on a hat? Is every stylist that I see in the wild wearing a hat? No, it's not. She keeps saying too, like, they think they know me enough to hate me. And it's like, I don't know, they've known you for many years. Kristen knew you for many, many years. Raquel is commiserating with this. But they never really, either of them, they talk a lot about the hate that they have and how Joe is like 4 months out of where Raquel was. And how Joe is kind of experiencing the same thing that Raquel experienced. And it's just like a little bit more dissonance. It's like, no, first of all, Raquel was Scandoval. Joe and Schwartz is what? Schwartz? NATO? I don't think so. Okay? You can't compare. And also, like, you guys did bad things to people that you're not talking about. Raquel, because, you know, she's hashed it out enough at this point. And Joe, because we don't really care that much. You know, her ghosting Kristen, her lying to everyone, on this podcast included, about knowing about Raquel and Schwartz and Sandoval. It's pretty fucked up. She said she's not a crackhead. She wants to emphasize that a lot. She's never done any substances. Yeah, but you take shots at 7 a.m. You do drink alcohol. I know that, and caffeine, whatever. They talk about Kristen's podcast, how she spoke about Joe. Also, Joe is not Joe's real name. Her name is like Mackenzie or something, or like Kaylee. And painting pictures about an unhinged person who won't have people over at her apartment. I don't think that's very sinister. That's a weird thing for Kristen to say about Joe. And they talk a lot about the mean girl energy and how it came from mostly Katie. Joe says she loves Lala. And she says, again, if you don't know me enough to like me, you don't know me enough to hate me. And it's like, do you get to make this call? I don't think so. I think they know you enough to feel something. That's not really your call to make. People get to like judge you however they want with the information that they have. Raquel goes through all the names of Joe that Joe's been called. I don't know why she does this. They're not even that bad. You know, it's like crackhead. We've heard that. Very journalistic. But it's like, oh God, with this one, it's like the blind leading the blind. Also, we learned that Joe is 35 and crochets, but she's 35. Damn, girl, get some moisturizer. I mean, to be fair, the show probably has weathered her, but she's got this like frenetic Christian energy. She says that her and Schwartz don't talk anymore, that they could have worked through it, but he was in a different place, and Joe set some boundaries. But she goes back and forth and back and forth. She's like, I love him so much. I don't begrudge him at all. And then she really talks about him treating her like shit. And obviously she has some feelings that she has to work out with that. She says for a year and a half, they hung out 5 to 6 days a week together. And that the only thing missing now, the only thing is trust, her to him. And it took her a very long time. It is taking her a long time to get herself to a place of happiness again. She calls out. She's like, Aaron Rodgers, if you're single. I was like, of course you love like the anti-vax Aaron Rodgers. That's like your dude. Again, I'm from Wisconsin. She's from Milwaukee, from the same town. I get it. I get her kind. But again, it says a lot that Aaron Rodgers is her dream man. It says it all. Anyway, so many conflicting things. She says she doesn't trust him. She's the last to know anything. But then she also says she loves him and wishes him the total best. How their living situation, she talks about that was very confusing. that he didn't want a relationship and now has a new girlfriend. But again, she's like, I don't think we should have done anything differently. I wouldn't have done anything differently except for maybe listen to the warning signs and knew that he was ashamed. And even they talk about the speed dating party, how in the car, they both said that they were going to wear wristbands that were red or, you know, yellow. And then when he gets there, he's like, green, green. He treats her like shit. And I'm sure there's so much more behind the scenes. And she was like, but I love him. He was so great. I wouldn't do anything differently except not get treated like shit for a year and a half. That's it. That's all. Sorry, that's my dog. She's barking because she's so pissed that Joe allowed herself to be treated this way for so long. Schwartz is such a piece of shit. Surprising nobody, but still, it's just like, oh my God, girls, obviously you're hurt. You know, like, he sucks. He fucking sucks. You were dating, you were full on in love in a relationship for a year and a half, and he was ashamed of it. He didn't want to talk about it. She keeps saying how on a desert island, we'd be perfect together. And it's like, yeah, nobody exists like that. Sorry. The dog's getting very, very animated about the subject. She closes out by shouting out Aaron Rodgers again. Very funny that Raquel doesn't know who that is, though. Very, very, very funny. So, I don't know. Producers basically staged an intervention with Joe about how Schwartz was treating her. She said that they could have made her look like a fool, but they pushed her to talk, of course, to create more drama, you know? She keeps also saying international television. I was made a fool. I could have been X, Y, and Z on international television. I was like, yeah, I guess streamers are international. Anyway, sorry, that wasn't the end of it. Everyone wants a partner, she goes on to say, that is similar to her father. God, she's so Wisconsin. Very heteronormative. She's like, I don't know why that's like incestuous. Everyone wants someone that's like her dad. I was like, everyone? Whatever. She loves Kobe Bryant too, of course, and she wants to plug Joe My Gosh hats, and how she's got Joe My Gosh hats in all of her friendships. At the end of the day, both these women are tiptoeing also around, you know, obviously Joe likes Sandoval, obviously Raquel does not, so they're like tiptoeing around those relationships. They're both the other women. They're the scorned other women. Should they be making money off of this? Of course they are. Were they the best part of this season? Yeah. Even Raquel wasn't even on the season. Yes. But even still, it's like, damn, this podcast sucks now. It had a lot of potential, but Raquel, surprise, surprise, is not a great interviewer. And Joe, surprise, surprise, is lying to herself and to us about Scandal. And also, damn, girl, Schwartz played you. That must feel very, very bad. You can wish him all the best, but we know the truth. Anyway, we'll have another recap up very soon, obviously, because we got another episode coming out. But let us know what you think about this episode. Yeah, I am glad I listened to it. It didn't sound like it was recorded on a bus stop like a lot of her fucking episodes are. So it's a triumph, I guess. A triumph of media in and of itself. Raquel, an interviewer, a Marc Maron of our times. And Joe keeps Joeing. She's going to keep on Joeing.